AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The investigation has started into a plane crash in Virginia that killed four people. Sources tell the AP fighter jets reported the pilot was slumped over in the plane. The unresponsive plane got in airspace near Washington, D.C., and the fighter jets were scrambled. This is National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Private aircraft wander into secure airspace, and we have to notify them to leave. And 99 times out of 100, that's all it takes is a quick call on the radio. Hey, you're getting into some airspace you don't need to be in, and usually that takes care of it.
The plane slammed into a mountain. It will take a while to get to the remote crash scene. After his lawyers met with officials at the Justice Department, former President Donald Trump posted on his Truth Social platform in capital letters, "How can DOJ possibly charge me who did nothing wrong when no other presidents have been charged?" Today's meeting comes as a decision draws near on whether to bring charges over the handling of classified documents at the former president's Florida estate. Former FBI agent Robert Hansen died at a prison in Colorado. His connection with Russia was revealed in 2001.
He was arrested while in the process of using a Fairfax County dead drop to clandestinely provide classified documents to his Russian handlers.
That's then FBI Director Louis Freeh. Hansen took more than $1 million in cash and diamonds to trade secrets with Russia and the former Soviet Union. Hansen was 79. Police in Florida say a 2.5-year neighborhood feud over playing children has ended in a mother's fatal shooting. The sheriff's office hasn't arrested or identified the shooter. Deputies have responded at least a half dozen times since January of 2021 regarding the dispute. Apple unveiled a long-rumored headset that will place its users between the virtual and real world. The Dow finished down 199 points. This is AP News. New research says patches may be safer than pills for blood pressure, for hormone therapy, for menopause symptoms.
Canadian researchers examined health records of more than 112,000 women ages 45 and older who filled scripts for at least 6 months' worth of estrogen-only hormone treatment between 2008 and 2019. They tracked which women went on to develop high blood pressure at least a year after starting treatment. While the differences weren't huge, women who took estrogen pills had a 14% higher risk of developing hypertension compared to those using skin patches or creams. Oral estrogen carried a 19% greater risk than vaginal versions. The findings by the University of Calgary team were published in the journal Hypertension. I'm Shelley Adler.
Hundreds of journalists are on strike to demand leadership change at the biggest newspaper chain, Gannett. Ed Donahue, AP News.